Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at rejected Medicare CMS 1500 forms, and finally, a story about resistance training volume enhancing muscle hypertrophy. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 647, recorded September 28th. 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The State Association group in New Jersey, the ANJC, recently reported on rejection of Medicare CMS 1500 forms. The ANJC reported that they have heard from numerous members who have received rejections from Medicare due to a format issue concerning dates on the CMS 1500 claim submission form. The New Jersey Regional Medicare Administrative Contractor, the NJMAC, Novitas, N-O-V-I-T-A-S, began rejecting claims that did not have the proper date formatting as of July 30, 2018. The article goes on to discuss specific requirements for the Novitas MAC. COT's HealthBeat recommends contacting your local MAC or state association for specifics related to your specific requirements. Surf to our show notes for links. The purpose of a recent study published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise was to evaluate muscular adaptations between low, moderate, and high volume resistance training, or T, protocols in resistance-trained men. 34 healthy resistance-trained men were randomly assigned to one of three experimental groups, a low-volume group, one set, performing one set of exercise per training session, a moderate volume group, three set, performing three sets per exercise per training session, or a high volume group, five set, performing five sets per exercise per training session. The study concluded that marked increases in strength and endurance can be attained by resistance trained individuals with just three 13-minute weekly sessions over an 8-week period, and these gains are similar to that achieved with a substantially greater time commitment. Alternatively, muscle hypertrophy follows a dose-response relationship with increasingly greater gains achieved with higher training volumes. As always, COT's HealthBeat recommends discussing all exercise-related recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Focusing on earning the right will have an incredible effect on the success of every single sales call that you will make from this day on. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.